B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now and find out what the hell is brewing with Jen.
What the hell is brewing with Jen today? We're going to start with a story that y'all mentioned to me off air yesterday.
Okay.
And then I saw it last night. An Amazon driver, most can be hailed as heroes, especially during COVID times,
yes.
Brought us all the things that we needed. This guy kind of went above and beyond what needed to happen. He delivered a package in the middle of a police standoff in North Carolina.
Wow.
May have seen the video. I'm surprised that the poor young fella didn't get shot. Just walking into a police standoff, he walks up to a SWAT team member and hands him the package.
Now, if you're Amazon, you give that guy a raise?
Yes!
I agree. He deserves it.
Because a lot of former Amazon employees are chiming in on the comments of the video saying he probably was a little fearful that he was going to get reprimanded if he didn't deliver the package. Evidently, Amazon is not happy with you if you don't guarantee that the package was delivered. Because he even did turn around and take a snap.
Whoa,
a picture.
Whoa.
It's like, all right, I gave the package up. There it was. It's delivered. I did my job.
As in, Amazon would have been mad if he decided maybe not to deliver that one package.
Yeah, that's evidently.
They're not playing games over there with Amazon.
That's what they're saying.
They run a tight ship around there, which I respect.
I respect it, too. But, I mean, up to that extent, I don't think you need to. You don't need to do that. He could have said, you know what? I'm not going to walk into that scene.
He's got guts.
He's got a lot of guts. Or he just didn't know what was going on. I mean, how do you see the SWAT members and not know what's going on? I mean, the dude just literally walked by police vehicles with their lights on and everything and walked up to a SWAT team member with all that gear on. Like, they wear a lot of gear and just handed him a package.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's super scary, and he was dumb to do it. You know, the job's not worth your life.
No.
It was insane.
I don't care about your package that much.
No.
I'm trying to die.
Get a new pair of slippers or something. Your coffee gets delivered. It's okay. You can get it the next day. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, the guy, he won't get a raise. He'll get one of them stupid certificates, and they'll do a dumb pizza party.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Certificate and a pizza party.
That's all that you get these days. All right, some brewers at a German brewery. I will try to pronounce the name of it. Neuseller Kloster Brewery in Germany. Yep. They've developed a powdered beer. Put the powder in a cup, add water, stir it up, boom, you got a beer.
Ew.
That sounds gross.
So they say it's very eco-friendly because you won't need bottles, you won't need kegs and all that kind of distribution. So it's going to help reduce their carbon footprint. They started doing it during COVID when the supply chain and demand and all that kind of stuff. They couldn't get the supplies they needed to make all of their beer. So they said, okay, well, let's figure out this powdered stuff. It has no alcohol in it as of right now, but they are hoping to add alcohol for the final rollout, which will come closer to the end of the year.
What the hell good is
it? Well, they said it has the beer taste. It has the foam that you like when you get a draft beer, and that the alcohol and the carbon dioxide evidently are very easy to add in a powdered form.
Huh.
Interesting. Now, I pictured, my brain went to a tailgate instantly. Instead of bringing big coolers of beer or maybe out on the beach or something, you bring your water bottle. Like, they have all those little mix-ins for water
these
days.
You keep it cold? You gotta have big enough to put some ice, then ice.
You would need the water to be cold. Ice cold.
It's gotta be ice cold or yuck.
Because you're not putting it over ice. You're pouring your beer over ice.
Although there was some rude old-timer when I was out this past weekend.
It happens.
And then called a guy especially over after sitting for hours and handed a bartender a $1 tip.
That is terrible.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, if he was a younger man, I might have thrown him out. Yeah, he's old time pouring a light beer in a small glass over ice. The whole wouldn't budge. It was a crowded place. Wouldn't even slide over or nothing. Very rude. Then, come here, buddy. Like, I see him. Hand him a $1 bill.
$1. What's wrong with this world?
That's terrible.
But he's an old timer. What can you do?
And he's pouring light beer over ice.
Yep, he was pouring light beer over ice.
He'll never get drunk. I see that down the shore a lot, actually.
What is that about?
And they're always an older gentleman, usually.
Is this what these guys used to do?
I don't know.
The old timers used to do that?
I don't know. It's terrible. And then a dollar tip? Come on, people. Don't go out if you can't tip enough. Just stay in. All right, and we'll end with this story. Imagine you go on a date. Maybe it wasn't great. Maybe you just weren't interested in the other person. You decide to ghost that person, girl or guy, doesn't matter. And 6 years go by, and then you go to a job interview, And the person interviewing you is the guy that you ghosted 6 years ago.
Wow.
Serves you right.
This happened to a lady in Texas.
Good.
A woman in Texas. She went on TikTok, obviously, to talk about it. She did say that they had a decent date. He was nice enough. His intentions were good. They even shared a kiss on the date. Just wasn't for her.
She kissed him and everything.
If he wasn't, don't
kiss him. Then you would have known.
Maybe that's why. She did say he was a little intense. She used the words very intense and obsessed with her. But she said he was a nice enough guy, so I don't really understand that.
See, some girls, you know what, young guys.
The story clearly got twisted.
Here's the deal. Some women you can't be nice to. This is the truth.
Okay.
That's the lesson there. Some women you can't be nice to.
One date and he's obsessed into it. I feel like
he actually liked her.
Has she kissed him? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I thought it a little strange, too.
Can't be nice to someone.
I can see if she thought maybe he was intense, but she used the word intense and obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed is where you throw me off.
And yet you ghosted him and he didn't stalk. Like, if he's obsessed, if somebody ghosts you, he's not showing up at the crib, so he's obsessed.
Yeah, your work.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't think she told the whole story.
Ghosted him. You would say he stalked me. You wouldn't leave if I ghosted him.
Unless he knew that she was going to interview for this job.
6 years later.
And he did everything to get in that position because he was stalking.
He called her two times after the date. Oh, my God. He called me twice.
Right.
Get the hint after the first time. This woman's terrible.
I kind of think that maybe she didn't tell her whole side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't say.
So in the article that I read, it didn't say whether he recognized her during the job interview.
I hope he did.
He did offer her the job. She declined because she got a better paying job elsewhere.
So now she ghosted him again.
See, I'm not buying that either. She was afraid of him. Something ain't right.
Something's not right with that one. But imagine ghosting somebody, and then 6 years later, they're
I'd have to bring it up.
From you.
I mean, if I go on a date with someone, unless you're going on a billion dates, I feel like I would remember that person.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and then, so I'm getting, you got to remember the people you kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, yeah.
I think you got to remember, unless you were real drunk.
It sounded like they went out on a date.
Right.
Yeah.
You remember your dates. Your dates, you remember. Even if you don't remember their name, you remember the face.
Yes.
Like, oh, man, that was all these years ago, but you remember
the
face.
You still remember the face, yeah.
So, something's not right with her. But this is, I'm telling you, sometimes women, I've noticed this, they give off this thing where, like, you're not supposed to be nice to them.
Yeah.
They give this thing. Like, if you're nice to them, somehow that's a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah, nice, and then there's too intense.
Right.
And you got to find the middle.
And then if you're aloof, like you're
playing. How would you know? You went out with one woman your whole life.
Well, I'm just saying that I understand. I see how this goes.
You take notes?
I don't need to. I'm happily married.
He's out here winning.
I'm out here winning.
And losing.
You're absolutely right.
Am I losing? I'm winning.
Your Zeke comments, your Zeke things.
Oh, no. I'm always right when it comes to sports.
There is something to a woman.
That's not true!
I agree.
That women sometimes don't want to, they kind of, you know, they like the jerk. I don't know. I don't know why it is, but it's true.
Yeah.
And a guy that's super nice and, you know, perfect for you.
Are you the same way?
Too nice.
Probably at one point, Jim probably was.
Yeah. I'm sure I have been in the past. Yeah. It's something that every woman has. I don't know. It's stupid and it's dumb, and I don't know why, but it's there.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
People out there, women, maybe if a guy's nice to you, you know what you might want to do? I don't know. Date him.
Just be nice back.
Maybe you won't be so lonely next Valentine's Day.
Waiting for that jerk to walk in the door.
Yeah. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.